For this Friday, October 24th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting it. Tonight, Mount Vernon North Posey football begin postseason play. The Mount Vernon Wildcats hit the road for their first round game, the Class 3A Sectional 32, as they play the Southridge Raiders at 6:30. Mount Vernon went 6-3 during the regular season, and Southridge went 5-4. The Raiders won the regular season matchup in Week 6 on September 26th, 21-6. You can listen to tonight's game with Chris Cook and Alan Buck on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The North Posey Vikings are at home this evening for their first-round game in the Class 2A Sectional 39 as they play the Pike Central Chargers at 6:30. North Posey finished the regular season at 6-3, and Pike Central finished winless at 0-9. The Vikings won the regular season matchup in Week 5 on September 19th, 49-6. This evening's game can be heard on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com with Jordan Fisher and Chris Morlin. Other first-round sectional matchups tonight throughout the tri-state include Jasper at Boonville, Heritage Hills plays at Washington, Wright's welcome Central, Bossy is at Harrison, Modern Day hits road to Princeton, Vincennes is home against Gibson Southern, and Tecumseh has a home game versus South Spencer. Well, Halloween is 1 week from today, but this weekend there are several Halloween events throughout Posey County. Tonight there is the Haunted New Harmony Ghost Walk at the New Harmony Historic District from 8 until 9:30. You can step into the shadows on a 90-minute guided ghost walk through New Harmony's most storied sites. Tomorrow it's Haunted Harmony from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. at Harmony State Park. It's a full day of campground Halloween fun, including a spooky scavenger hunt, pumpkin judging, trick-or-treating from 4 until 6, and hayrides from 6:30 until 9. There will also be live music, food trucks, and campsite decorating contests throughout the day. At 11 a.m. on Saturday at the Community House No. 2 in New Harmony is a history of Halloween traditions. Discover the origins of Halloween customs and take part in a hands-on pumpkin science demo. It's an event that's great for kids and families. The New Harmony Community Halloween Party is tomorrow from 2 until 7. You can trick-or-treat on Main Street from 2 to 4 and then head to the gym for games, dinner, live music, and a costume contest at 5. In Mount Vernon on Saturday night from 6 until 9, there is a Mount Vernon Haunted History Tour at Riverbend Park. Join a family-friendly tour of spooky riverfront legends. Tours depart every 15 minutes. Pre-sale tickets are $5 and tickets at the door are $8. Also coming up tomorrow, there is a Habitat for Humanity chili cook-off at Trinity Evangelical Church in Mount Vernon. It will take place from 3 until 5 at 505 Mulberry Street. It's free to register. You must make at least 2 gallons and you must bring your own table and supplies. To register for the cook-off, you can call Bill Thompson at 812-423-6523. Extension 227 or email bthompson@evansvillehabitat.org. Back to some sports news, as last night in local college sports, there was one local team in action, and that was Evansville women's soccer. They earned a 2-0 win at Northern Iowa. The Purple Aces improved to 7-5-2 on the season and 3-3-1 in the Missouri Valley Conference. This evening in local college sports, USI Volleyball plays a home conference match with SIU Edwardsville at 6 o'clock. The Screaming Eagles are 9-11 overall and 5-3 in the Ohio Valley Conference. Evansville Volleyball also plays tonight, and they are on the road at Belmont at 6 o'clock for a conference contest. The Purple Aces record is 6-14 on the year and 2-6 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Evansville men's soccer welcomes Bradley for a 6 o'clock conference match. The Purple Aces, with 4 matches remaining, are 4-3-7 and 2-0-2 in the Missouri Valley Conference. UE is currently in first place in the MVC. In the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers began their season with a wild game at home against the defending champions, Oklahoma City. The Thunder outlasted the Pacers in double overtime, 141-135. Benedict Mathurin scored 36 points for Indiana, and Pascal Siakam added 32 points. The Pacers play again tomorrow night at the Memphis Grizzlies. This evening in Major League Baseball, the Fall Classic gets underway. It's game one of the World Series as the Los Angeles Dodgers play the Toronto Blue Jays at 7 o'clock. That's news and sports for this Friday, October 24th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.